News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's been a while since Chuck Glenwinkle from the College Station School Districts have been into a visit. In fact, I think this is our first chat since the school year started, and looks like it's another great year underway.
Yeah, it is. It started, and we got lots of kids, and we are blowing and going. It is, what is it, week three now of school, and we've had a great start to the school year.
What's the enrollment looking like?
The enrollment is up. In fact, we are, as of the same date last year, at the same time, our average daily attendance is up 730 kids, which is 6.6%.
Does that beat what the demographers had thought?
Absolutely. That's on the high end of what the demographers thought. And actually, last year was a big enrollment growth as well. I think our average daily attendance was up 5.98%. Over the same time last year. And so we've had two really big years of growth in a row. You put that in perspective. I don't think it's a big secret in the community that this is a growing town, College Station.
Well, that's been promoted. I'm on my fifth year being here, and through two bond issues, and that's been the dominant point.
Well, and that's just it. But to put it in perspective, over the course of the last 10 to 12 years, our average growth rate has been between 3 and 3.5%. So to have these two big years back to back really says something about how that growth is being amped up. In fact, we are building elementary school number 9 as we speak. It'll be opening next August. And as of right now, we are at 5,437 elementary students with a capacity for 5,140 elementary students in our elementary school. So we're about 300 over capacity.
Where are they?
Yeah, we've got portable buildings at some of our campuses, and we got them in there. They're not completely uncomfortable. 6 of our 8 elementary campuses are at or over capacity. 2 of them are not quite there, but with the rezoning, that'll all be redistributed and shuffled out, especially in that high growth area there, right in the middle of town where we're building elementary school number 9, or Spring Creek Elementary, as we call it now.
And is it strange for someone like you who's been around as long as you have to say Spring Creek is now in the middle of the district?
Yeah, Spring Creek is in the middle of the district, and that's true. I mean, you look at and not just me being around here a long time. You talk to people who have been around here for decades, and anything south of 2818 back in the late 70s and early 80s was all cow pasture land. That was the end of town. And now you're still in the interior of town.
Well, you're still all south of Fitch.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is definitely growing south to the south. And, we're expecting some growth to the west as well. And the all indications are, with two big years in a row of enrollment growth, that that's going to continue. We've had a 1 year in the past where we had 6% enrollment growth. It was earlier in the 2000s, but that was followed up by a year of about 1.5% enrollment growth. And so this is something. In fact, when we were preparing for this year's budget, we estimated an enrollment growth of 3.5% for this year, and so we've almost doubled that estimate, which is good. We're funded through average daily attendance, and so the more folks we have in our schools, the more money we get from the state. But at the same time, it's not like it's just money you can stash away for something. You've got to pay for more people to handle the more students that you have. So it all comes out in the wash, and we're in a growing community, and I think our community expects it now. And I think you saw that with the rezoning hearings. I think it's becoming more and more of an expected thing to rezone our schools. Not that it's always easy for everyone, but I think it's more expected in this community that's growing the way it is. And I think that's why maybe we saw not quite as much feedback and negativity, if you will, towards the rezoning. And
it also seems that the philosophy of the rezoning committees and administrators and the board is we are trying genuinely to impact as few people as possible.
Well,
while still recognizing some are going to be affected.
Absolutely. And I mean, you build a new school, someone's got to go there, and or someone gets to go there, however you want to look at it. I mean, we know all of our elementary schools are quality. And any elementary school that you go to, intermediate school or middle school or high school that you go to in College Station ISD, you're going to get a very similar experience across the board. And it's a good experience. And we truly believe that. And we know that to be the case. And so, while, yeah, absolutely, it's difficult sometimes to move, I think it's important to keep the bigger picture in mind. We're in a growing community, which is a really good thing, as opposed to some other communities around that, not around, but just in general, other communities in general that are declining and boarding up schools and boarding up businesses. And so I think we're very fortunate to be in the Brazos Valley and to be where we are.
Visiting with Chuck Glenwinkle, the College Station School District, one other thing regarding the enrollment increase, has any investigation or drilling down to the numbers about any children who are coming here as a result of the immigration from Central America?
We haven't seen it. So it's not something that we necessarily keep track of. You know, we serve the students that come into our doors, and but it hasn't been an issue that's come up, no.
Something else I want to bring up as it applies to enrollment. We've talked about the ninth elementary that's being built, and we've mentioned the three public hearings regarding the boundary changes that have been proposed. Final action could take place as early as Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday we have a regularly scheduled workshop and meeting. The workshop, if anyone's interested, starts at 5 o'clock. It's in the administrative conference room. Located at the central office building at 1812 Welsh, and then the regular board meeting will follow at 7 p.m. in the boardroom located right across the hall from that administrative conference room. And really the big item up for discussion and debate and action will be those elementary attendance zones. And, there haven't been a whole lot of pushback from the community, and we'll see what the board decides to do, but I would anticipate action being taken on Tuesday night regarding the attendance zones.
And again, a reminder that the implementation doesn't take effect until the next school year.
That's right. Next school year, next August, when elementary school, or when I keep calling elementary number nine, when Spring Creek Elementary opens up.
You've got this John Lennon
complex.
Yeah,
exactly. when Spring Creek Elementary opens up in August of next year, that's when they'll go into effect. So it's almost a full year prior to the zones going into effect that we think the board will adopt them on Tuesday evening.
One other thing we want to highlight and to acknowledge, CSISD keeps churning out those National Merit Scholars.
Yeah, in fact, in the last 12 years now, with the 12 that were just named on Wednesday of this week, College Station ISD has had 144 National Merit Scholars in 12 years. That's an average of 12. We had 12 this year, and it's an amazing accomplishment. So this is the 60th year of the National Merit Scholar Program, and we've had, like I said, 12 students. Those students are Anisha Dada, Dawson Deer, Evan Gan, Yuchin Gao, Yatao Lang, Charles Mori, David Rambo, Jeremy Reese, Dahlia Ram, Shilpa Saravanan, Kelly Zhang, and Emily Zhao. All 12 of those are now in a pool of approximately 16,000 National Merit semifinalists nationwide. About 90% of those will be named finalists, and about half of those will go on to actually earn the prestigious title of National Merit Scholar, where they get bukus of scholarship money and offers from universities all over the country to come study there. And so it's a really, really nice honor for all of those students, for all their families, and it's a compliment to not only the high schools that these students attend, but the middle schools and the intermediate schools and the elementary schools, because becoming a National Merit Scholar doesn't start when you're in 11th grade when you take that PSAT test. It starts when you're in Head Start or pre-kindergarten, and most of these kids by and large part have been coming to College Station ISD school since they were in kindergarten.
Latest information about CSISD, just giving you half the website address, csisd.org.
That's right. And you feel free to contact me anytime at chuck@csisd.org. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thanks for the visit, as always.
Enjoyed it.
Chuck Glenwinkle, the College Station School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.